That's right. Go ahead and ask. Ask confidently. Ask big. Brothers and sisters, that's right. The effectual, fervent prayer is here. However you want to give the Lord a praise, let those praises rise. Let's let it rise. Let it rise in volume, but more than volume, let it rise in sincerity and heart intensity to you, God. We want to raise your praise. We want to raise your name. Hallelujah. 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 We want to raise your name and your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I may have mistitled the sermon today because it sounds like it's futuristic. There's a forecast of rain and snow. Isaiah chapter 55, the reason it's incorrect is because there already is rain and snow in this house today. Isaiah 55 and verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither or back to heaven, but rather it waters the earth, it makes the earth bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to those who eat. Here's why he uses this natural analogy. So shall my word be. Would you say that phrase with me, beginning with the word so? So shall my word be. As it goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's why I would say there is rain and snow in our lives and in the forecast of our lives, because God's word is still alive and powerful. Before you're seated, I want us to thank him for his word, thank him for his spirit, and thank him for whatever he just did in many lives. Let's really thank him right now. God, I know you didn't have to grace us. And another thing, I know you're not done, but I know you didn't have to come and minister as you already have. I thank you for that, though, Lord. This church goes on record after many days and services, countless numbers of experiencing things like we are now experiencing, and yet you come back again, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, and you may be seated. A number of times in Scripture, God uses the natural phenomena of rain and snow and its impact to demonstrate the impact of his word in our lives. Our life situations, our life circumstances are what the earth would be like without the natural rains and snow. Barren, sterile, troubled, and desolate. But here he says that his word or his truth shall accomplish something good and a great blessed effect, similar to what is produced by the descending rain and snow. That's used many, many times. In Deuteronomy, the writer writes in 32, he said, my doctrine, or God's word, shall drop as the rain. My speech distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb and the showers upon the grass. And there are many other references. The rain and the snow in the natural and in nature work and are very effective and powerful. Here's why. Because of who they came from. The all-powerful Creator. And we do still believe he's the creator of this world. And he's the creator and in control of every natural element like the rain and the snow. The same could be said about God's word. It is powerful and effective because of who it came from. Today I do not preach my own ideas. Just some mere God somewhere or even a man did not come up with these verses of scripture. Now God used men to write them down, but they did not initiate the thought and the concept or the power that is in these words. It was God given. The scripture says men of old wrote as they were moved upon by God or by the Holy Spirit. So we do not preach our own word, we preach God's word. We trust and believe, claim and apply, not just our words, but it is God's word. And verse 11 tells us of the power and the impact of his word. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. It tells us what the word shall do. In other words, there is no doubt the word of God is going to have some kind of an impact on the power on our lives. The power of his word. There is no doubt. He said it shall. When you came to church today, you probably drove through some rain. You may have walked through some puddles that were created by the rain that fell. The rain had an impact, and that's not the only impacts that were had. But when the word of God is given, according to this simple little illustration, there is absolutely no doubt. When I looked out this morning, there was no doubt. I didn't need to try to figure out what had happened when all of those beads were on the front window. As I was driving along, I didn't slam on the brakes and say, my goodness, what is happening? These water drops are coming onto my windshield. God, give me a revelation. Give me an answer. No. I just knew that's what happens when the rain falls. Salvation happens when the word falls. Your answer is going to happen today when the word falls. Your deliverance from oppression is going to happen today when the word falls. It shall have an impact and make a difference. And not only is it what it shall do, but he also says in verse 11 what it shall not do. He said it shall not return. It shall not return. The rain or the snow does not just glancingly touch the surface of the earth or the ground or an object. Now, it may come down so hard that it bounces up a little bit, but I have never seen a raindrop nor a snowflake hit the ground or hit the tree and then automatically jet back up into the heavens, have you? It shall not return. God's word is not going to bounce off of your situation today. That word return also means retreat. The word of God, whatever promise, either a verse I may use today or one that you've been holding on to or another one that's going to come to your mind as you think about your situation and then the power of God, there's not one part of God's word that is going to deflect back up into heavens. It doesn't matter what kind of a trial it is. And I'm not minimizing the trials that we go through and are going through. I'm not trying to make that small. But I need to tell the truth today. It doesn't matter. It does not matter what kind of a trial, what kind of an addiction, what kind of a bondage, what kind of a sickness or a disease, or whatever it may be, there is no situation powerful enough to deflect the word of God. Your situation is a setting target for the rain and the snow. Take away the umbrellas. take away the shelter and the roof. Let the rain of his word. He called it. He called his word rain. He called his word snow. There is no doubt the word of God is not going to bounce off of what you are facing today. There's no situation in this room too hard for God. And I know we as preachers say that a lot. We should say it a lot because it's true. But it's not just a generic statement. I say it in the authority of the Holy Ghost. From one side to the other side, from the front of this building to the back of this building, there is not one thing that can deflect or reflect the power of the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, you claim it and God's going to do it. And then he said, it shall not return void, meaning empty, vain, ineffectual, without impact. Rain and snow never fall in vain. Something's going to get wet and something's going to get cold. And that's why we wear raincoats and have umbrellas and shovel. Because it never falls in vain. Sorry to be so discouraging today about the snow and the rain. Sorry. But I figured if I used it as a title, you all would have hope and be all right. You know what kind of a forecaster I am, the guy that cancels church when nothing happens. So you're good today. In fact, there ought to be a little bit of hope here. Snow and rain affect everything they touch. I'm going to tell you the mental image I saw today. I saw somebody, and thank you for BYB. Thank you for bringing your Bible today. Not that you didn't. It was a moot point. 90%+ of you do anyhow. It doesn't matter what you got. But here's what I saw in a mental image today. I saw a saint of God with a Bible in hand approaching their situation. And it was like it was a sword. And I saw you running and walking confidently toward whatever that situation was. And you just laid that word on that situation. And everything the rain touches and everything the snow touches is going to be in every situation you have in your life. Every pain you have in your life, every complexity you have in your life is going to be touched and impacted by the power of the word of the Lord. Would you praise the Lord of glory right now? Take all your focus and put it on the Lord as the King, as the great Messiah. There's nobody like you, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. It'll impact. So whether you do it physically or do it in your spirit or in your mind. And sometimes we do just have to take and do it literally. And just, in fact, I believe there's healing in this place if somebody just take your Bible and just lay it on somebody that needs healing. It's not about the leather. It's not about the type of device. It's about the rain and the snow and the impact of the word. If you, in fact, let's do it right now. Let's just stop and do it. If you have a need of healing or you have any other kind of need, I want you just to lift your hand. You're just acknowledging you have a need. And I want somebody else to just take their word of God. And I want you to lay it to that person right now. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Let's don't stop the rain right now. Let's don't stop the snow right now. Oh, take off the raincoat right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Woo. Hallelujah. It don't take much faith to believe in rain or snow. So it really don't take much faith to believe in the word of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. That's right. There is healing. There is cleansing for our life. There is cleansing for lungs. There is cleansing for a heart. There is cleansing for the blood. There is cleansing right now. Woo. Yes. 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 I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's always going to have an effect. Brother Carol Magruder gave the testimony of his wife, Sister Priscilla, as she was going through those seasons of cancer. She was very, very ill and very, very weak. And one night he awakened in the midst of the night, and Priscilla was not there. And he knew that she often went to a place in the house that was her prayer place. And so eventually, when he had looked far in a few other places, he went to that place. And when he got there, there was Sister Priscilla, dressed in her pajamas and wrapped in a big chenille robe that she wore and used. And he said when he got in that room, she was not kneeling by the chair. She wasn't sitting by the chair. And she wasn't even just standing in that room. But she had the Word of God. And she was standing on the Word of God. And the message of the song that was written, standing on the Word of God. She was not going to just sing that song. She was going to live and believe that song. Have you ever walked through a puddle and your feet did not get wet? Or at least your shoes or your boots didn't get wet? And if you were able to do that, I want you to come up here and pray for everybody because you can walk on water. Or through a few inches or a few feet of snow. You can't stand on this word with your faith and there not be an impact and an effect. You may feel like I believe that for years, but it doesn't matter. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Rain doesn't change. The rain that came in Noah's day is the same kind that's coming out there today. There's not prehistoric rain. There's not modern relevant rain. There's not old-fashioned rain. And there's not this new age rain. Rain is rain. It sounds the same, it feels the same, and it does the same kind of work. I just want to preach as a preacher of the gospel that I am blessed to be today. This word is not changing. This word is not changing. Woo! If the rain hasn't changed, the maker of the rain has not changed. If the snow, it's still white. It's still cool and cold. Isn't God amazing? He sends that snow and it's cold when it comes down, but he uses it as a warm blanket to help that which is underneath the earth. God just takes his word and what we think one thing it's going to do, God's going to turn around and do something else with it as well as what we think he can do. Brother Jason gave me a testimony this morning. They've been facing a situation. Brother Jason, Lindsay, stand just a moment, Brother Lindsay. Thank you. You can be seated. Gave me a situation, presented a prayer request Wednesday night. And because of some difficulties in their past, they were called upon to give something, to give some monies that really probably dutifully should not have had to be given. But they went ahead to try to do what was the right thing. That was Wednesday night. He just related with a confidence and a trust. And between Wednesday night and today, Jason was promoted, got another job that increases salary, that is a blessing to them. What looked like a storm, what looked like it may have going to be do one thing, God has done another. I'm going to tell you, faith still works. It doesn't matter how simple you say it. I can't preach this simple enough this morning. It doesn't matter how simple you say it, how simple you are thinking it right now. If you'll just do as simple as we did a while ago, lay a Bible on somebody's arm. Get up and say, I'm coming against you. This is our sword here. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. This is the book that reveals the name of the Lord. So when you come with the book, you're coming with the name. And this is a book that reveals His power and glory. And when you come with His Word, you're coming with His power and His glory. This Word shall have an effect. I encourage somebody that has been standing for truth for a long time. You have been standing on a promise for God and your trial yet endures, or you have not had the answer to your situation. If you will just keep on believing and keep on standing, the Word is going to produce in your life. He said this. He said, the snow and the rain will not return void, but it shall accomplish. There will be some kind of a product. There will be some kind of a result. I stand here and I confidently say, and I want you to come back and tell me if this does not happen. Because when you claim a promise of the Word of God, do not try to figure out when it's going to happen, nor how it's going to happen. The only thing I want you to report back to me is, it did not happen, Pastor. Because here's the confidence I have. Something is going to happen. In fact, I'm going to tell you what will happen. One of the things, the answer may not get produced. Sometimes we want to see the miracle. Sometimes God wants us to be the miracle. And the change that takes place in us. And don't try to rush God's timing. Because when that snow and that rain falls up in the mountaintops, eventually it's going to make its way down to where it is needed. But it's going to take a little bit of timing. It's going to take a little bit of time. For the snow, it's going to have to melt first. Then it's going to have to run down into that stream. And then it's going to have to come all the way down that stream, depending on how high the mountain is. And then it's going to flow into that lake or into that river. And somehow out of that, irrigation is going to happen, and it's going to touch the seed in the ground. But that does not happen in a matter of minutes, nor does a lot of it happen in a matter of even days or maybe weeks. It may stay snow, depending on the temperature out there, for all winter long. But at some point, there is going to be a melt point. When it gets 40, 45, 50, 60, 70 degrees, we're not standing around saying, you know, now I don't know if that snow's going to melt or not. It's just what we know about nature. It's just what we know about the Word of God. There's no need to doubt that the rain and the snow is going to get to where you need it to be. It may not come in our timing. It may not come in the way we want it to, but it shall accomplish. I'm going to tell you something today. If you will, there will be an effect and there will be a result when you trust a word from God this morning. I want to just pause right here. I know that many of you have been reading the scriptures this week and many times prior to that. But there's a word, and maybe it has already lodged in your mind or in your spirit. And God, the reason it may have lodged there, or if it hasn't as yet, it will. And when it does, He's wanting you to take that word and claim it and believe it. For the accomplishment and for the prospering that it is going to do. Would you put that verse 11 back up there, please, Brother Jason? He said, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. We talk about the will of God. That's what pleases Him, the will of God. And so He said, I'm guaranteeing you, it shall accomplish that which I please. It's going to do what I want it to do. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It's going to have an effect. So you take that word that is lodged in your heart, or one that you have read. And I'm praying in the Holy Ghost that if not right now, sometime today, the Lord will bring back a verse of scripture that He wants you to claim. And you just claim that word. You trust that word from God. And when you claim that word, you can believe there is going to be a prospering. There is going to be a product. There are going to be results, like answered prayers. For a testimonial today, as a testimony and witness that does affirm and authenticate that God's word is still real, and that the rain and the snow, and we wouldn't need this testimony to prove it true, but this will help affirm it in our minds. How many of you know that a word from God has come to pass in your life at one time or another? A word of promise of salvation, or healing, or help. Woo. How many have ever felt the Lord with you in a very lonely moment? It may have taken some battle to push back that loneliness and feeling forsaken. But it seems like perhaps, we'll say it this way, out of nowhere. But it wasn't out of nowhere. It was from heaven. Somebody sends you a verse of scripture. You read something in the newspaper, in the internet, in a note or an email from somebody. And that word just sticks to you like a big old snowflake, and it touches you, or it drops on you like a deluge of a rainstorm. I just had a wild thought. Probably the reason I'm thinking, because it wouldn't affect me all that much. But I wouldn't mind seeing some of you get caught in the downpour. I'd like to see what your hair looked like after that. You ladies fix it so nice. You guys, huh? Some of us don't have to worry about it. We put Rain-X on ours. What happened? What would happen if a rain shower of God's word? It would change how we look. Woo. It'd probably take some of my pride out of me. There was a washing of the word, is the way Paul talked about it. If there was a washing of his word, and here's what else his word will do. When it snows, I know, the older we get, the more we're like this. Oh, man. I think of how much it was going to cost us to plow the lot. Or how rough our back will hurt after we shovel. So, sometimes we don't want the covering. We all have to admit there is a beauty to snow, right? Just a natural beauty when it snows. It puts a blanket on. It covers it. There's a sense of purity. I do have a word for somebody this morning. If you will follow the righteous concepts and the principles of the word of the Lord, and you will follow that and not go by your own dictates, there is going to be a covering of purity that comes over your spirit and your heart and your mind. That decision that you need to make, or that reaction that you will be called upon to make, or that response that you are called upon to make, it will be covered with a purity. Don't let a hot temper melt the snow of the word of God. Because there is a purity. There is a certain beauty. I'm not plumbing the depths of all that God meant when he used this analogy, but God don't make stuff up and just use stuff by coincidence. God wants to put a covering of purity over your life. And if you're battling with some kind of an addiction or temptation that is impure or immoral, if you will allow the word of God to fall on your life and on your actions, there will be a purity. that will come into you and upon that situation. And the way you have battled and tried to flee from that situation, I'm not saying that's not had any effect. It has. But here's what will really work. The Word of God. The Word of God of purity that talks about righteousness and morals. This Word never changes. This Word never changes. I'm going to tell you what. Harry W. Branding or Winfred Black could step to this pulpit. Now, for one, if they woke up from the grave, they wouldn't look at rain or snow and say, "My goodness, what is that?" Nobody in history would. It stays the same. That's why he used it as an analogy for his word, because his word stays the same. One of them could get up and preach one of the messages they preached and they believed, and we'd be saying amen. Because the doctrine doesn't change. The word doesn't change. The truth that there is only one God does not change. The truth about holiness does not change. The truth about new birth. Somebody today is feeling to be baptized. We're still baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ. And here's something else. I ought to be able to take this message and go back to the time of the book of Acts and preach it. And those apostles and those disciples would recognize, hey, that's the word of God. You see, it doesn't matter about relevancy, and it doesn't matter about time and modernism and all of that. The word stays the same. Or go the other way, should be able to take this message and fast forward 10, 15, 25 years, and it will still be just as true then. I feel like I'm affirming somebody. You are in the right place in God's word. You are believing the right thing. God is affirming to you today, stand fast on his word. Stand with me if you would, please. As you come today, come claiming the word of God. I don't know what need. If you need to repent of your sins, come claiming that he is a forgiver, because he is. Here's what hinders some people from asking forgiveness and seeking repentance. Because they feel like their sin is greater, or maybe because it has been a repetitive thing in their nature or in their lifestyle, a cycle. It feels like that maybe that is beyond God's truth and God's word. But when he said repent, it was for everybody. And when he promised that when we confessed and forsake our sins, that he would forgive us, that is for everybody. Everything the rain and the snow of God's word touches today, if it's your repentance or if it's your sickness, I encourage you, bring yourself in repentance today. Bring yourself in the midst of your sickness today. Bring your situation and your family need to the Lord today. It's not too big for God. It's not too big for God. And I ask you again, keep all the umbrellas underneath the bench and walk out into the rain shower of the Word of God. And let that pure covering of the snow of God's heaven cover whatever situation it is. Would you just bow your head with me? And then I'm going to invite you to begin to come. And those who come, just make your way forward right now. Just begin to come for whatever need that you want the Word of God to touch and cover. Whatever it is. A faith in the Word of God. A faith in the Word of God. God, I believe it is just like what has happened this morning. As surely as it rained and the pavement was damp and wet, the very same when people come to you in prayer right now, there will be an effect. Yes. And when that rain touches the seed in the depths of the earth, it comes up to a sprout, and then it grows to a plant. And then before long, there is the fruit that is produced. Numerous kernels of corn. And the fruit on the tree comes. in due time, because the truth of your word now, Lord, it's going to happen. If you need a healing, claim a healing verse from the Lord. God will make a way of escape. He will make a way to escape. If you're caught in a dilemma, if you feel surrounded by a situation, even squeezed in with every test, there is a way to escape. That's it all over the house. Would you just begin to believe the Lord and let's pray. We're going to sing in just a moment, but I want the voice of prayer here out of our lives and out of our lips. Hallelujah. We're believing you, Lord. And I want you to feel free to pray with others. Yes, because the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's it. Lay that scripture. Lay that verse that God has given you. Claim it. That's right. Pray it and claim it right now. Lord, I know you told me that you'd walk through the water. And when I went through the fire, that the flame would not kindle. Yes, the same way you protected those men in that furnace. You will protect us today, Lord, by your word. We claim your word. We claim your word. That's it. Go to the word right now. Go to the word for your hope. In the word we will hope. Hallelujah. I believe you, Lord. I claim your word. I claim your word, God. That's right. That's right. I claim your word for healing all over this house. Yes. There's enough rain for everybody. So there's enough word for everybody. Yes, there's enough of a blanket covering of the snow of your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah.